If I got it right there.
You good.
Well, I know.
Love you.
Love you. You need to testify this morning while I'm getting rid of this cough drop. Give me just a minute. You help yourself. While you find your place in John chapter 4. You got a Bible, like to turn with us this morning, John chapter 4. Such a joy and privilege to be here today. Be counted among the living. Glad I'm saved. Glad to be born again. Be a part of this family of God. Be in the church of the living God. Amen. Appreciate what I feel in my heart this morning. John chapter 4. I won't say a word you hadn't heard before. Didn't bring anything different. But appreciate last night, got to come over here last night, and how the Lord moved there in the service and some things as we left on our heart. And I appreciate God for that. And this morning when we woke up, is still there. And a lot of preachers preach these same thoughts and things, but this is what's on our heart. And please pray for us just for a minute. I don't feel like we'll be long, but sure would love to mind the Lord this morning. John chapter 4, verse 31, the Bible said, "In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said his disciples to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to our harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors." And Father, thank you this morning for the Word of God that you've kept to this generation. Thank you for the portion that you directed our heart to this morning, for the good spirit, Lord, felt. Lord, in the singing this morning, Father, in the testimonies that's rendered. Thank you, Lord, for the meetings that you've allowed us to be a part of in days gone by, even here in this good place. Thank you for Calvary Baptist Church, Lord, and Father, their pastor, and these that make up the body here, Lord, and carrying on this meeting. And Father, we ask you, God, and we declare to you, Lord, we are leaking vessels and we're needy creatures, and we are in need, O God, of visitation from you, O God, in our lives. And these days in which we live, Father, we need your help. We need your touch. And Lord, if you don't come on the scene, it'll all be a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. But if you just, God, come here among us, Lord, and move up and down these aisles and through these pews and help us, Lord, we can leave here better. And Lord, I pray if there's one lost here, Father, that you might reach where they're at, God, and open their eyes to their need of you, Father. If there's one walking far off, Lord, God, and hurting, Father, in any way, I pray they might realize that there's help at the foot of the cross where you're at. Lord, would you extend your mercy and grace one more time? We thank you again for allowing us to be here. Feel what we can feel in our heart. Thank you for the joy that we can know. We know you as Savior. What we've asked and prayed, we pray in Jesus' name for our sake. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being patient with us in that. And I want to just bring out here in verse number 35 where Christ made this statement to the disciples or whoever that was there when he had done this with the woman at the well, and he told them to look on the field. And I want to, if God will help us and allow us and permit us just for a minute, I want to try to say a few words about God help us see the field. And God help us see the field. And amen. Now, I just starting out, Hey man, during this time of the year, when you go up the road, hey man, the things is brown, and the field is brown, and you don't see a lot of greenness out in the field this time of the year. And, but I like, farmers are like this, my daddy's like this, we don't ride a lot, but I've been in the truck with him a lot of times. He's a farmer, and we go by a place, and he'll about break his neck looking, and he'll say, look how green that field is. Amen. I love to see in the time of the winter where some old farmers labored, and amen, and there's maybe cattle on one side of the road, and another little field out there somewhere that he's planted rye grass. And you look up, and there it's up about knee deep, you know. I like that. Hey man, last night when we was over here, I began to think about the field. As I saw the, hey man, we came over here last night, and I remember Calvary coming down here, not being many kids, but the few they had got up here last night, and they began to sing, hallelujah, and they began to sing a few notes, and about that time, God led me to the field, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, I get burdened down a lot of times. Oh, it's where I'm at. What's going on, Brother Justin? Amen. It's hard to gather a crowd over there. Amen. Ain't me 8 or 10 sometimes on Sunday morning at Sunday school. I get discouraged over there from time to time. But once in a while, God will let me stay. There's a field. Amen. I've come down here this morning to try to help us, amen, in this day in which we live, to not see all the bad that's going on, but God, help us see the field again. There's a field. There's a field in your family. There's a field in your workplace. There's a field at your church house. Amen. There's a great field that God's not forsaken. Amen. Sure, there's bad in this world. But let me just take out here and tell you I'm blessed. I'm not trying to boast this morning. But I'm telling you, God took care of me down through the years. Amen. And when I walk off from Him, and I have from time to time in my life, I've forsook the ways of God, and He's led me, amen, go my way. But by His divine, marvelous mercy and grace, He's led me see where I was and drawn me back to Him. Amen. I appreciate when God makes us miserable. If you get out and sin, and you dilly-dally around in the world, and you forget about the field that God wants you, and you see the what you think's the field of the world, amen, and you put yourself in the world, and you partake of the filthiness, you'll forget the field, and you'll forget what God, amen, has done for you when He saved you by marvelous grace. And He's done that to me, you know. Just pull off to the side. Let me plow on up a mess. Amen. And look around. Couldn't find Him nowhere. Hallelujah. I've been like that. Go back over to the house of God. God's people begin to worship. Something prick up in my life. And I knew He's there. And I try to reach and get what I could get and walk out and not change. Amen. And be in the same mess I was in when I got saved. But listen, if whenever you're like that, and you're walking contrary to the will of God, and you be honest with yourself, and you say, I am miserable. I am out of fellowship with the Lord, out of fellowship with the church. But I realize I can get back in this morning. I realize I've been saved by the grace of God. I realize He's not forsaken me, but it's me that's forsaken Him, amen. When you do that, God, open your eyes to the field of where you're at in your life.
And He'll let you see He's not through with you. Amen. But He'll help you. And He'll pave you away. And clear out the path. And you can make your way to the altar where He's at. And He'll meet you there. And if you're willing to sell out to Him, lock, stock, and barrel. And that's what it'll take. And as Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1, not say, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present, make a presentation of your body as a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable for the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Does it not say that? And I don't know about you, but I believe it like that. Presenting something. Amen. Just put yourself on exhibition before the Lord. And when you do that, you'll have to kind of get out a little bit. Because you'll see yourself like you really are. And you'll come in all humility. A broken heart. Contrite spirit. And you'll realize in that place in your life, He has in no wise casted you out. Amen. But He's in all points tempted like as we are. Yet without sin. Hallelujah. He's defeated death. Hell and the grave this morning. On my behalf. And on your behalf. Amen. Amen. There's a field. There's a field. Amen. Now, I didn't think I was going to preach when I come over here. I just wanted to give a devotion. But if God gave me strength, let me hit a lick or two. Amen. You think about old Ruth. Oh, Naomi left on Elimelech's word. And with good intention, she said, let us leave because there's a famine over here at the church house. We'll head out in the world and we'll sojourn there for a little while. Baby, she looked at Elimelech. She knew better. She could see the field. He could not. Amen. And then it went on anyhow. And sure enough, while he's there, the Bible says, Elimelech died. And them two boys took them wives of Moab. Amen. And the Bible said that they died. Them two boys, Malan and Kilion. And the Bible said when this happened, and Naomi got word that they were, God was blessing His people back over yonder at the church house. They hadn't seen nothing but ground where they sat. But God had sent some rain and He is feeding His people over at the church. Amen. And she said, I've got nothing left. As a matter of fact, I'm bitter. But I do have enough sense to know I'm not going to die out here in this wilderness. And I'm headed back out of who I am and where I go. God's people. I'll make my way over to church house where God's blessed me before. And whether or not if He blesses me again, at least I can die there. And if she may die her way over there, them girls begin to think about all the good times they had. See how God had blessed them on Naomi's behalf. Amen. Because she remembered what the field looked like. And from time to time, they didn't have a clue what she's talking about. But they could see the field in her life. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I ain't seen you, Brother Justin, in a long time. That's the first thing I thought of when I figured out who you was behind that boy. Hallelujah, I could still see. Can't you see the field this morning? Amen. There's some about God's people that's seen it before. They know they'll see it again. Hallelujah. Amen. And David, something about us. We don't take our eyes off the field this morning. And Naomi, she said, I'm headed back. I love y'all. And God will be good for you and good to you. And I believe she'd prayed for him and she believed that. And I believe God probably was good to that other. We don't know nothing about it, but I believe he was on Naomi's behalf. But old Ruth, she began to, as they walked away, she said, "Whoop, I ain't going. I want what she's got. I don't know about it. I've never been there. I had a pretty good life here where I'm at. But she's looking at something that I've never seen. And I, amen, if I go down, I'll go down trying to see what she sees." And a matter of fact, she told her mother-in-law, she said, "I'm going with you." She said, "Your people will be my people. Heaven, most of all, your God shall be my God." Amen. And they headed out. Amen. To the homeland. They got back over there and they said, some of them come out of the church, come out of the homeland, said, "Is not this Naomi?" And she said, "Don't call me that. But call me Mara, because I left in good shape. But God's dealt with me bitterly. Amen. And I've come back a pauper." Amen. Whoa. But as she began to think about being home, hey, she thought about old, amen, kinsman redeemer that they had. Amen. And she told that little old girl where he lived. As a matter of fact, she probably said, "He's got a field." Amen. And he said, "Why don't you head over yonder to his field?" Amen. And when you get there, you'll know that it's the right one. It'll be green. Amen. Where everything else is dry and old. Amen. Ruth saw when she got there, and her eyes opened up. And Elimelech and his daughters came out and said, "Why don't you just come in here and set up for it and camp and glean in the field where we're at?" Amen. Well, and they said, "Don't leave the field." Amen. Whoa. And they began to go through the day. Amen. Amen. I don't remember exactly where it's at. But then Boaz came along in verse number 8 and 9. And he said this in 9. He said, "Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have not I charged the young men that they, amen, that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn." Did Jesus not tell them disciples, amen, whenever eyes are reading in our hearing this morning, "I'm fixing to drop you off in the field that you've not labored, amen, in. But you're going to reap some of the success of them that's labored on before you." And Boaz said, "The work's done. All you got to do is put your eyes on the field. Amen. I'm going to supply you every need." Oh, yes. If somebody here is able in their weakness to come out of their, amen, pitiful state and move where God's at and present your body to Him, I tell you, He'll present to you, amen, eternal life, and give you work to do, and take care of you on the way. He'll do it. He'll do it. Amen. That thing preach all evening. It would. Sometimes you just got to cut them off, you know. Amen. That thing will preach all evening. I'm trying to get where I can unhook here. And I thought about Matthew chapter 13 and verse 44. He'd been giving them parables. Amen. And he said, and again, he'd been telling them what he was like. Amen. What he was like. I won't tell you the reason you and me can't see the field. Hey, we're looking out yonder. We're looking down at Blountsville. Or Birmingham or Huntsville. We're looking over in Atlanta. Or Washington, D.C. this morning. The field God will provide for you is right here at the church of the living God. And he said again, let me tell you, the kingdom of heaven is like unto this. Hidden treasure hid in a field. But what you need to do is tell that you have and buy the field. Amen. Whoa. I'm telling you, you need to make a purchase today. Amen. Put your life. Set up some stakes in the field where God's got you. And quit looking out yonder to the California kids and everywhere else in the world. Amen. And realize God's got the best for you. And trust Him for that. And if you have to eat barley, and if you have to suck persimmons, amen, just know there's a blessing on the other side. There's a hidden treasure in the field of God. If you'll be willing to spend what you have and buy the field this morning. So I'm asking you what we need to do over here at Calvary. You know, I probably won't get to be here every meeting. I'll tell you what I aim to do when I am here. I'm going to make a purchase. I'm going to continue. I done made a purchase when I got saved by the grace of God. Made a purchase when I got away from God to trust Him with my life to bring me back. But I failed. And I falter and I see mistakes of my life from time to time. Amen. And I go to church up there where I'm trying to serve. And I see the dryness and I see the brownness. Amen. But I remember days like this when the Lord come by and gave me a glimpse of the field one more time. And it lets me know there's a field right there where God's got me. And I may just be preparing the field for them that come along after me. I don't know. I may be getting ready to reap something that somebody else has sowed down the road. I've done come too far to turn back now. Amen. I'm not trying to see with the eye of flesh. I'm trying to look at the field this morning. Amen. And trust God. And know He's done it yesterday. He'll do it today and forevermore. He'll take care of His people. And He'll bless us here today. See the field. When they get up around it, they don't ever have to strike a chord with me, Brother Joel. They don't. Amen. If they've seen the field, you can see it in their life, Brother Roger. Amen. But when they do, finally give over the Lord. And get up and God begins to bless. What a joy. Amen. I remember. I'm going to quit in just a minute. But I do remember a time in my life. Amen. When God said, you'll have to sell out my friend. I could see the field on other people's lives. I could see it on yours. I knew there was potential for it in mine. But I was not willing. Had to look for the hidden treasure. And more than especially to buy the field. God said, if you want them kids to be saved, if you want them to have power with God, if you want to get in the will of God, you're going to have to make a purchase. And you're going to have to go all the way. Amen. And I wrestled with that for a good long while. Till I got so miserable, I finally just bought the field. Amen. Didn't have no money to buy it with. I just stepped over into God's hand, giving what I was left. And I want to tell you, amen, it's been a good way. Amen. As I told you a while ago, Amen. He's blessed me to the full. I'm not talking about money ways and different things. As a matter of fact, I was whining on the way over here. How the truck I drive to work's tore up. Hey, we have problems. How about His mercy? His grace has been on my trail like a river. Hallelujah. Amen. Whoa. Amen. And He's led me this morning again. I've seen the field in my life. And it makes me want to go back where I'm trying to serve. Amen. And show somebody else for hopes that they might see the field in their life. Yes. I remember selling out to Him, sitting in the yard. I was one of them kinds where we went, they'd rededicate. And if I'd done it once, I'd done it 500 times, Brother Joel. I'd done it every time I had church after a while. If I didn't go to the front and done it, I'd done it where I was sitting. But I never would dedicate. I never would sell out and buy the field. But finally, God let me get miserable enough. I realized I didn't have but one thing to offer. And that's what He's wanting all the time. And I just made me a purchase and bought the field. Amen. I jumped in there in God's hands and put everybody I could get in there with me in the same boat. I brought the kids in. I took my wife and family in. Amen. They couldn't see it. I couldn't see it sometimes. And I know we needed to be where God was. And I know if we ever seen the field, God would have to show it to us. Amen. And little by little, Sunday after Sunday, Sunday night, Wednesday night, a camp meeting, revival. Bibles, day and night meeting, ridicule from the wordplay. I just kept on looking at the field. And hallelujah, I can still feel His glory this morning. I'm running up and down the avenue for my soul.
Bless you.
Woo! Mm-mm-mm. Why don't you look at the field this morning? Why don't you sell out? Why don't you buy the field this morning? Why don't you make a purchase? Why don't you present your life as a living sacrifice? Trust Him to make you holy and acceptable. I always fell out at that part, you know, because I tried to make myself holy. And I knew it didn't come to nothing, but I didn't understand the text. Amen. It said, get in His hand. Amen. When we get saved by the grace of God, we see the church of the living God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we are a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away, and all things are come new. We're new. We have new eyes. We have new wants and desires. Amen. And God has a way of feeding us with meat that we knew not of. But you've got to be willing to give up on some things. Now listen, I began to think, I just quit my job. I quit everything, Lord. And once I got in His hand, got in the scene of the field, bought the field, and got in the field, I realized He ain't going to ask you probably to be no lazy scoundrel that won't go to work. He ain't going to ask you to do that. He ain't. There's Scripture that covers all of that. He's going to place you in the field somewhere. And He's going to ask you to trust Him that where He's got you at the present time, whether it's working out like you thought it would or not, that's His business. Amen. And He's placed you in a secure position of Christ Jesus. Does the Bible not say that when we're new creatures, we are literally in Christ? And when we're in Christ, it's not us that live, but it's Christ that liveth in us. Colossians chapter 3 says, our life is hid with God in Christ. Amen. What a treasure. I'd go to hunting this morning if I was you. I'd go to hunting right here this week till I could find the treasure. Then I'd lay hold on it and I'd look at it. I'd buy it. Amen. And I'd give my life to it. Amen. And just see what He'll give you in return. Sometimes folk don't do it because they got it too good. Just got it too good. Some people's hard-headed like me. And you have to take things, you know. And when the Lord begins to show you that, as He takes stuff little by little, sometimes by His marvelous grace, He'll show you something. that you just can't bear to let go. And God help us not to get there in our lives. Amen. I'm telling you right. God has the ability, when you tread on His grace and His mercy, to take things from us. He's a loving God. He loves us. He wants to provide for us. But He will not be provoked. Amen. And if you continue to wear this title that God's give you. Amen. Preachers. Amen. Listen to me. Hey. Look at the field this morning. Forget about your title. Forget about what's going on down at the social. Amen. But just buy the field this morning. Trust God. Nothing against the association. Nothing against the local church where He's got it. Amen. Nothing against none of that. Your job or your family or anything. But trust Him. Amen. Therein lies the treasure. That's where the field is. And that's where He'll place you. And give you something, amen, to do in your life. Worthwhile. Give you a life worth living. In this day in which we live, if I watch TV 15 or 20 minutes when I get home, see all the fussing, and see if they're supposed to be the top of the ladder, what's in it for me if I do arrive? Amen. I'd just be about ready to, amen, just throw the towel in before I ever get started. Amen. But I've just about decided how to forget about that stuff and see the field this morning. See the field. Make a purchase on it. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Trust Him to make you holy and acceptable before Him. And just get in your reasonable service. And walk with Him. Walk with God. I'm quitting. I'm going to drive and stop it. Listen, on down in that Colossians chapter 3, the best I remember, he started first with telling some stuff to get rid of. And here's what happens a lot of times when somebody makes a... They decide they're going to get in the field and they don't do it. I see this a lot, Brother Joel. Folk will go to, don't do this, don't do that. Wear this, don't wear that. Do this. And God does say, He says, mortify the flesh thereof. And the members thereof, fornication. He goes into a list of those things. If you got them in your life, get rid of it. Amen. Amen. Get rid of it. But then He says, that ain't all. We stop too quick at don'ts and forget the do's. He said, put on. Amen. Put on Christ. Amen. And He said, love and gentleness and meekness and all these things that He allows us to put on. Amen. We have and realize He's gave us a heart of flesh. I don't know about you, but I get ill sometimes. I ain't worth a flip in my flesh. Amen. I'll argue and fuss and fight and carry on. And I have to take off sometimes at the end of the night. Amen. But don't forget how to put on Christ in your life. Read it down there in the middle part of Colossians chapter 3. I can't quote all of them, but they're there. Put them on. You put them things on. You take off the things you're supposed to take. Put on the things you're supposed to have on. Next thing you know, you'll see the field. You'll see the church of the living God. And that's where your life is. You understand that? Your soul's what God saves. Amen. Eternally, when He saves your soul, that's for the eternal part that's perfect. That thing's never sinned the time you've been saved. Amen. When God presents it before, when Jesus presents it before God through the Spirit, amen, it'll be there perfect just like it was at the minute He saved you. But your life gets defiled. Your flesh gets defiled. And He saves our life through the church of the living God. But you've got to see it. A lot of people's never saw the church. They've never saw the field. Because they don't look long enough. Amen. To forget about the old way. And to realize there's a new way. A better way and a new creature. Amen. And to keep on trying to bring up old things. And do it the old way. And to never see that God's got a field. And we can trust Him with our lives. And it's the church of the living God. Amen. And it don't matter if they ain't having but 8 for Sunday school, 12 or 15 for preaching. Can't hardly meet, but just every once in a while, if that's the field He's got you in, just work. Amen. Just labor. just serve. And he'll put you right there and he'll take care of you while you're there. He'll bless you while you're there. And when somebody else comes, he'll bless them too. Amen. Because of labor that you're doing it right. Amen. I just got to cut off, Fred Joel. Come on. Come on. Come on. That thing will preach all day. It would. But that's not important. The important thing is you see the field this morning. And you come where the help is. Put your life in this thing while you can. You done made the effort this today to get over here and God showed you what you need to do. Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it, friend? Today, you'll have a good week. Good day. Come on, Brother Roger. Come. Sing a song. That's Brother Joel has come. If you need to pray, altar place is open. We'd invite you to come pray. We'd invite you to come. Would you come?